from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Voters in California will consider a measure on the November ballot to legalize and tax marijuana. Amid the debate over pros and cons, another issue has been gaining visibility: the environmental damage pot cultivation can incur. Illegal pesticide use and creek water diversion at large-scale illegal outdoor operations are well documented. But environmental concerns are also growing over indoor marijuana cultivation, as Lisa Morehouse reports.
These are the mother plants, and they're the beginning of the cycle.
Mary Ellen Jerkovich points to a few of several hundred marijuana plants growing near a huge fan.
We take cuttings off of the mothers.
Jerkovich directs the Humboldt Patient Resource Center. It's a medical marijuana dispensary in Arcata where about 100 people come every day, each with a doctor's recommendation to buy small amounts of marijuana or to pick up products like cannabis oil salves, thought to reduce inflammation.
So all of our medicine is grown here on site. We don't purchase, and it's all organic. So we don't use any toxic chemicals for people or the environment.
But grown indoors, this crop needs electricity, and lots of it. Some lights here run 18 hours a day. With fans, dehumidifiers, and security cameras, the electricity bill comes out to $4,500 a month, more than rent.
Despite the fact that Humboldt County is environmentally conscious, there is a large grow scene in Humboldt County, and the indoor grows to grow marijuana use an enormous amount of electricity and put an enormous amount of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Peter Lehman directs the Schatz Energy Research Center at Humboldt State University. He says 14 years ago, Humboldt County's energy demands were like anywhere else in the state. But then California voters passed Proposition 215, authorizing pot growing for medicinal uses.
That's when our electricity use in Humboldt County started diverging from the state per capita average.
He says some indoor grow houses use 20 times the electricity of an average household. Lehman and a colleague found that in 2008, Humboldt County residents used 25% more electricity per capita than the average Californian. That's like every person in the county having a personal, full-size refrigerator.
It's disturbing. We build power plants. We burn fuel. We block rivers with dams.
Why? To make electricity.
To use it to grow a plant indoors is a little galling.
And not just any plant, a weed. All that electricity and bad wiring can cause house fires. Plus, to fight off indoor pests and mold, some growers use lots of pesticides and fungicides. Many indoor growers in remote southern Humboldt County are off the grid and rely on diesel generators.
Growing indoors off the grid? Well, listen up.
Activists there formed a group called Put 'em in the Sun to appeal to their neighbors to grow green. This is their recent radio ad.
Yep. Local authorities are saying that indoor grows are responsible for the highest percentage of fires in rural Mendocino and Humboldt counties.
This is new for the region, where folks generally take a live-and-let-live attitude.
Just growing nature's natural way, outdoors in the sun. This message is brought to you by Pollution Solutions.
One supporter of Put 'em in the Sun is Hardy, who doesn't want his last name used. He built his adobe brick house in the southern Humboldt Hills by hand nearly 40 years ago.
Peach trees, nut trees, and we just got some olive trees.
Hardy's got lots of projects, including growing marijuana for his own medicinal use.
It's an ongoing experiment.
He says the culture here began to change about 20 years ago, when law enforcement started coming down hard on growers, sending many of them indoors. They quickly realized they could cultivate marijuana year-round. That's when the environmental damage started to add up.
What has happened with the diesel dope? Just the disregard, you know, for the land has been tempering my hospitality.
Larry Lancaster of the Humboldt County Division of Environmental Health sees damage from these remote indoor grows firsthand. Since 2001, his office has been called out to 50 sites where he sees unsophisticated storage and transportation systems leak antifreeze, waste motor oil, and diesel, often into the water table. At an infamous incident in 2008, 1,000 gallons of red-dyed diesel spilled into a tributary of Salmon Creek.
In a day or so, the whole creek was completely red.
and it was very dramatic to stand in a creek bed and see the effects of that.
What effect might legalization have on indoor growing? These scientists aren't speculating. But Hardy suspects that the price of pot will plummet, and that may force some growers to revert to more natural methods.
They're buying fuel, a lot of fuel. I don't think it'll be profitable for them to do that anymore.
If Hardy's right, November's referendum could impact not just pot's legal status, but how it's grown. For Quest, I'm Lisa Morehouse.
To see photos of pollution at indoor grow houses, go to our website, kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation.